The state DOT says traffic on the 520 bridge is flowing more freely than before the tolls, moving at speeds of 45 miles per hour or faster almost all the time. And it turns out alternate routes are less impacted than some had feared.
It's interesting. There's about 10% more traffic on I-90 as well as on State Route 522 going around the north end of the lake through Kenmore.
Craig Stone is the state's toll director. He says the extra traffic isn't causing much congestion.
Travel speeds, on average, are only about 2 or 3 minutes longer going across I-90 now. And on the north end, around 522 during the peak periods, we're tracking it very closely, and we actually have not seen a reduction in travel speeds during the peak period. So those are pleasant surprises.
Some commuters still complain about certain hot spots that have emerged approaching the bridges. People may be telecommuting more or adjusting their drive times. They're definitely using more mass transit. Since tolls kicked in, use of van pools and buses on the 520 bridge have spiked. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.